Well, here we are again. Welcome to G Storytime, guys. It's me again, G. You, of course, you guys all knew that, didn't you? Of course you did. Well, today I'm going to be reading another story from my library. Yeah, it looked pretty cool from the outside on the pictures. I have no idea what it says on the inside, so we're going to give this a whirl. The story's called The Perfect Pony. The story is written by Kimberly Brubaker Bradley and pictures by Shayla McNichols. Whoa, I can't wait to read about it, about ponies. I love horses. You know, when I was a little girl, I used to dream of taking care of horses when I got older. Didn't happen, but I still like the ponies. Oh, they're so pretty. Oh, so very pretty. All right, I need everybody comfy, cozy, and ready to read. Get our listening ears on. Perfect, perfect. All right, I'm ready to roll. Let's read about the perfect pony. Okay. Mom says that pony was my first word. I was pointing at my big brother's pony at the time. As soon as I was old enough, I started riding Matthew's pony in a lesson once a week. And every single day, I helped feed Matthew's pony and Mom's horse, and I helped clean the stalls and fill the water buckets. That's good. You earn chores, little chores. Okay, every day I looked into the third stall of our barn, the empty stall, the stall that could be for my pony. "Hurry, pony," I would whisper. One day, Mom heard me. "It's time, isn't it, Katie?" she said. "Time for your own pony. On Saturday, we'll start to look for one." I was too happy to yell. I made a noise that sounded like a squeak. Can you guys squeak? "Be patient, sweetheart," Mom said. "Finding the right pony takes a long time." "Oh, I am patient. I've been patient for years." At night, I dreamed about the perfect pony. He would be sleek and shiny, the color of toffee apples. Or he might be white with sooty eyes and a delicate nose. My pony would be fast and spirited and beautiful. Wow. On Saturday, we drove to another barn. I couldn't wait to see my pony. The barn was big and busy. There were ponies everywhere. I looked at each one and wondered, "Are you mine?" Finally, a man led a prancing chestnut pony into the ring. He was tall and sleek. He shook his head and snorted. He was almost the color of toffee, of a toffee apple. "He's perfect," I said. Then the wind blew leaves across the ground, and the pony jumped sideways. He tore the lead rope from the man's grasp. "Yikes," I said. "Too nervous." Mom put her arm around me. "Too young," she said, "but don't worry. There are lots of ponies in the world." On Sunday, we looked at a speckled white pony with sooty eyes and a wide sway. Said Mom. "Let's see him trot." The woman holding the pony ran with him to make him trot. The pony limped. "Oh no," I said. "Too lame." Mom wrinkled her face. "Too old," she said. I got to ride the third pony, but I couldn't make him trot. He walked in circles backwards instead. When I asked him to walk backwards, he went forward. When I asked him to turn left, he went right. "Ooh, too stubborn," I said. "Ooh, too nasty," said Mom. "I'm sorry, maybe we'll find one next weekend." All week I drew pictures of perfect ponies. I drew black ponies and bay ponies. Do you guys know what a bay pony is? Yeah, they look like they got socks on their legs. They got different colors from down on their knees and on their, it's like it's your face. I think their face is a different color too. roan ponies, and roan ponies have white hair all through their normal color, all through the colored hair on their backs and legs. And pintos, old pintos have all kinds of spots. They were tall and sleek and beautiful. Their manes look like silver light. Wow. The first pony we saw the next Saturday was a bay with a streak of white running down his face. The owner rode him around the ring. He walked, he trotted, and cantered. He jumped a little pole. He looked as quiet as the lesson ponies at my riding instructor's barn. I felt full of hope. Then I got on. The pony trotted when I wanted to walk. He cantered when I wanted to trot. When I steered him toward the pole, he put his head in the air and ran. I was so frightened I closed my eyes. Mom got the pony stopped and lifted me out of the saddle. "Too scary," I said, "too fast. I wonder if I will ever find a pony." Then the very next day, we drove up to a small barn. In the pasture, there were three horses and one little pony. One round little pony, one round, filthy little pony. His owner brought him in. He was a color of mud because he was covered in mud. His coat was as shaggy as a bear. His mane hung in clumps down to his shoulder. He shook himself and dust flew everywhere. "Looks like we got a dirty pony." "Too dirty," I said. "Honey," Mom said, handing me a brush, "that can be fixed." I groomed and groomed, getting all the mud off of the pony, and groomed the pony. After a while, all the dirt was off of him. Most of it was on me. The pony liked it when I brushed him. He sighed and wiggled and touched his nose to my arm. I think he tried to smile. He still looked round and shaggy. "He's not sleek," I said. "That can be fixed too," said Mom. "Try him." I rode him around the ring. He walked when I wanted to walk. He trotted when I wanted to trot. He stopped when I asked him to, and he cocked his ears back when I spoke to him. When I asked him to canter, he went along like a rocking horse. He seemed happy. I was happy too. I rode back to Mom. She was smiling. "He's perfect," I said. And he was. "Aw, found the perfect pony, didn't she?" "That's awesome." "Yeah, it wasn't what she expected. Sometimes the right fit just isn't exactly what you expect. And you know it when you feel it." "Absolutely." "He was all dirty and scraggly, not shiny." "Yeah, but he was perfect for her." "Oh boy, that was fun. I love horses. I already told you that, didn't I?" "I sure did." So, that's the end of our story. And so, until we read again, bye-bye now.